You. Do you know that bad girls go to hell?
Broadcasting live from the Temple of I, it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
This week, we talk about the top 10 rock songs at the strip club. Taco Bell has a new waffle.
What?
And we return to Florida for kids' Hunger Games summer camp. Florida.
Goddamn Florida.
Florida.
Oh my gosh.
Who's that? Is that Jared?
That is Jared. That is Ex-Mobius.
You.
Is Jared saying bleach or bleed?
Bleach.
Bleach in my eyes. Or is it bleach in my ass?
Well, at
bleach.
The time.
Bleach in my asshole.
Bleach in my asshole is the first line of that song?
Yes.
Butthole bleaching was not popular at the time, so eyeball bleaching was.
So he said eyeball. Not
bleach
butt
in my eyes.
Okay.
Bleach in my face.
Okay. Next.
What next line?
I can never understand the next words.
There
next
is song? No reason why
was this
you
a Christian
should
band?
Make me feel disgraced.
Were you guys singing about Jesus?
We were. And the back door to heaven.
Whoa.
That was a big fuck you. Take that one, Stubbers.
Yeah. So it's August 11th, 2013, the year of our Lord. Why do people say the year of our Lord?
I've never heard anyone say that except you when you were talking about going to the Mastodon show or not.
The Lord!
The year of the Lord? You've never heard that?
You're the Lord, you're the Mastodon, what do I do here?
That was the day of the Lord.
My bad.
The day of the Mastodon.
It was funny. I don't know, I've never heard anyone say that except you, seriously.
I hear that shit all the time, it's stupid.
Should we introduce the fourth voice?
Well, the reference?
Should we introduce ourselves? You know, I've noticed the first two episodes we've never introduced ourselves.
You're just in mid podcast.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm Seth.
I'm Dustin.
I'm Stubbs!
That was fucking great. I'm so glad we did that.
We have a guest with us this evening.
Hey, y'all. It's Eric.
It's Eric Garcia.
Yep.
Yay!
Is she...
We can do that.
Let's just waste all our shit right off the bat.
The one and
just
only.
Just straight up.
Yeah.
Here, I forgot to applaud for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Enough of that.
Thank you.
Eric Garcia. He's been a friend of ours for a while. Eric?
Too long.
What?
God, your mic sucks ass.
I know. I don't know why. It grounds out.
Why are you here? What are you doing? Who invited you?
What brings you to our shed?
Well, you invited Eric?
I heard about this little podcast.
I think he got drunk and passed out
a few
out
weeks
over
ago.
Here.
These guys said, hey, we're going to do a podcast. We're going to drink some beer. And
have he's been stuck with me since
whatever, and I'm like,
Friday.
Oh, God.
Hey, what'd y'all do this
week?
Went to Austin and found out some crazy
really awesome
information
stuff
about our great state of Texas.
Yeah. Actually, it's
crazy.
You want to share?
Great state of Texas.
Would you like for me to share, or I can just keep it to myself and not tell anybody?
I think you should share.
I like that picture you sent me.
I got video.
And he's got video over there. Okay, Friday, me and Eric headed down to Austin to check out some photo shoot locations.
We've been planning this for quite a while.
And we went down.
Oh, this was a photography trip.
Yes.
Where's my violin?
Got a scout location.
Yes, we are. Because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. So we went down there with our caviar and wine.
Yep. Champagne wishes.
Our exploding wallets of money.
We went down the 6th Street, hung out the first night.
Awesome hotel, by the way.
Hey, bro. Bear me, bro.
Hey, Hilton, that's where we're going to stay for South By. A block off of 6th.
And okay. Yeah, awesome view.
Right there.
We walked in, check in. What time did we check in? Like 11? 11-ish?
P.M. Guy gave us
P.M. Sorry.
Had man love.
And then we went down to 6th for
how we got the nice view.
I just told the guy, give me a view to the north or west.
Yeah, but he was like, can I just...
And he just gave it to us.
This hotel.
Pretty much.
It's a crazy concept.
In the Cliff Notes version, but it was kind of like...
It's a crazy concept at a hotel that when you ask for them something, hey, can I please have a room? Okay, here you go.
Do it. I mean, that's the way the Ritz is. Yeah. The Ritz
but he was like, hey, my name is Hector.
Hector knew. As soon as you asked for that, were y'all together up at the?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was like, "These guys are gonna go have man love, like hot steaming,
probably
of Austin man love."
We had all our equipment,
especially when you asked for the view. He's like, "Oh, what are y'all gonna do?"
I said, "We need a good view for when our hands are pressed up against the glass."
Yeah, when I'm facing him a certain which way, you know what I mean? I want to be looking at something pretty. You know,
I want to look at the Capitol and be going, "You take this,
thank God,
take this Capitol." Face down, ass up.
You take this, Texas Congress.
Jeez. Did y'all see Perfect Hair Perry?
No, we didn't see Tornado Perry.
Hate that guy, dude.
Perfect Hair Perry.
So anyway, we head down to 6th Street. We're running around, just bar hopping, taking pictures, running around, looking to see what's going on.
Like a new GoPro.
Went down to Barcelona.
Oh, yes, yes.
Just for you.
Barcelona, yeah.
It wasn't.
Keep bump and grind. No. Dance it off.
I twerked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is man twerking called?
I have a new concept for the show. I'm going to just start standing up the entire time and twerk the entire show.
That's cool.
That would sound great.
I'll be down.
3,000 calories.
Now you can accurately detect that.
Yes,
with your
I can.
With your new gadget there.
Dude, that's a whole nother bit altogether. No pun intended.
I thought that was some fashionable bracelet you're wearing.
I have a black bracelet.
It's a friendship bracelet.
I have a black Fitbit on my wrist now. It's not for the Lance Armstrong.
It's for fisting.
It's not black for fallen heroes.
It's to see if how far you can go.
Whoa!
It's a measuring stick of here I went with this one.
How far I go in.
Yeah.
It's not black for POWs. It's just a Fitbit. So everybody coming up to me going, "Oh, what's this a memorial?"
MIA, huh?
It's black.
Yeah. Why do you have a
just
black?
Like my heart.
Do you have a black band around your wrist because of Kennedy?
No,
it's a Fitbit. Get off of it.
I need a beer.
Can I have a beer? Shit.
What else?
Can
is
I have
new?
A beer?
What else is new, Stubbs?
Okay, so we're down on 6th Street.
Whoa!
You just stopped the show down.
Did you go to Maggie May's?
Revelation. No. Didn't see your boyfriend.
He's a good guy.
So we're down on 6th Street, walking around, taking pictures, and there's. For some reason, an ambulance shows up in the middle of the street, and lights are flashing. I'm taking pictures, standing in the middle of the street of people everywhere. We look down, and there's a girl completely topless, having her picture taken.
Just boobs flopping out everywhere.
Everywhere.
Huh? All over God's green earth.
We thought,
yeah, I've got a pic. I can put it up on the. I'll put it up on the website.
You sent it to me.
Yeah, material.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Did you get her go ahead on that?
Huh?
Did you get her go ahead on that?
We went up and talked to her because I was like, what the hell's going on?
I know. You say we're going to put this picture up on our website.
Yeah, and I'm going to send them to her, too.
Did you tell her about the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Show?
Yes.
Did you go give a boop, boop?
I gave...
Did you monkey tear what?
No, bloop, bloop. I motorboated Jerry Jonestown Massacres.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
It sounded a lot.
She didn't think that was weird, did she?
Sounded a lot like that.
No. She didn't think that was weird.
That was weird. She was like, thank you.
She's like, oh, well, she didn't care. We gave her a tip.
So we're talking to her, and she...
Y'all tipped her?
Yeah, because there wouldn't... Well,
just the tip.
Just the tip.
Oh, I got you.
Jesus Christ.
No, I mean...
Can I have that beer?
That's what she was...
Dick
she was
and fart jokes in this fucking podcast. No!
So she...
Okay, I'm about to sabotage it.
Okay,
I'm going to sabotage it.
No, you're not. Hold on, I'm going to finish this up. She proceeds to tell us that it's completely legal in the state of Texas to walk around topless, for a female to walk around topless.
And you believe this?
It's up to the city or the county to put the laws out. If it's not, you know.
And look what I'm drinking here.
If you can't walk around topless,
a sword. If you listen to last week's episode, you would know
talking over each other.
That I'm drinking the sword.
That you are.
Shut the fuck up.
And then we found out Dustin? Other research on it. That
you're talking to Dustin, right? Not me.
Go.
So we did some research about it, and it is completely legal in Austin, in Travis County, in the state of Texas. Right. For females to walk around topless. And after conversing with my cousin who lives down there, that is
true.
True. And it happens quite a bit down on 6th Street. Like, you can go down there at any time and see topless chicks just running around.
My understanding on that years ago was,
and the most time,
even in Dallas County, you could do that as long as you didn't like shake them in someone's face and flaunt them and everything, then it was completely fine.
The law says you cannot show your genitals.
Yeah, that's my whole problem with this.
Or your anus.
See, I don't care to see tits anymore. I've seen thousands and thousands of tits. I want to see butthole.
Oh. Straight butthole?
Yeah.
You I've seen thousands and thousands of tits, bro. I'm done with them.
They're so past me. God, I don't need those anymore.
I don't need any more tits.
I don't need those anymore.
I don't even look at it when I'm banging. You know? It's like, I'm over it.
Anyway, that was a hell of a way to kick off the our little photo trip down there. Then yesterday I went to Jester King.
It was awesome.
The brewery down there.
It was
brewery.
Hot.
But it was one of my favorite breweries.
So did y'all drink
here?
The whole way back? Because y'all were drunk when you showed up at the bar.
Well, because we were at a bar before that.
Yeah, they were over with me at a different bar.
We went to Sparks.
Oh.
Here's what we did. We got up. That. We had 3 hours of sleep. Got up. Drove to Wimberley. Shot there. Sweated our balls off.
Oh, God. Did we?
Completely soaked. Went to Jester King, for they opened at noon. Drank. Went on tour.
They opened at noon.
At noon. We drank.
Henceforth.
Quite a bit of their Jester selection King? There. Jester King. That's then we cool. went to the next location, sweated our balls off, went to the next location, sweated our balls off, drove home, met them at Sparks, drank to try to replenish our fluids, which were several snake bites and Jack and Cokes and
double
shots.
Jack and Cokes.
Fireball and milk.
Fireball!
What, is
what
that
the hell was in that thing?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Rum Chata and Fireball.
Yeah, it's good.
Do you like Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like drinking the milk out of Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. It's a little thicker, like man great. Stuff.
Do you like hanging out in gymnasiums?
I do.
In the boys' locker room?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Oh. It's the only reason why he goes to the gym.
So,
yep.
What did y'all do yesterday? Grown men naked.
He doesn't even go work out. He just goes,
what?
Just to see grown men naked.
What did y'all do yesterday?
I worked at my bar.
At your bar.
Yeah, yeah where we can't get rum chata cata fata.
You need to order
spada.
Hey,
fix that.
Why don't you put that in?
What, to order that?
I'm ordering that and some Honey Jack.
First put
I'm putting
Honey
that
Jack.
On the list. Do it.
Honey they got Jack. Something.
Do
they
it.
Got
do
some
it.
Kind of
do
honey
it
do bourbon.
It.
They do have a honey bourbon. I think it's a...
Do it.
What was that?
Though. Do it.
Anyway.
Is that supposed to be Donald
they're
Duck?
They're happy with
do
that.
What is that?
No, we'll get to that later. So, yeah. That's
well, I worked it. Until you drunk asses came in.
Oh, God.
And then I worked some more.
How and I think that's going to be a week? Lot. Hold on. That's going to be a lot of our at the bar segment towards the end of the show is what happened last night.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that now?
No, that's no. Our final segment is at
we're
the bar.
We're saving that for the
yes.
last?
Yes.
That fat that, ass?
That's the bar segment.
Oh, my God.
What fat ass?
That's not.
Oh.
It's not nice to talk about your pregnant girlfriend like that.
Whoa.
Sir,
maybe for you. I'll talk about whoever I want, fat fuck.
Okay, so you asked how many calories I burned
yesterday?
Yeah, how
many yesterday? Calories did you burn this whole week? Because I probably burned about the same.
You need to burn calories, you fat cow.
With my JFK wristband,
yeah.
I burned, it was like 3,600 yesterday.
Good God.
We walked 12,000 steps through all our photo shoot areas and stuff. Walked,
how many miles downtown?
And still didn't put a dent six. In the calories that you put on from the beer that you drank all day.
I really didn't drink that much, honestly.
No, we really didn't drink that much. Mm.
Yeah, why were you hitting my shut-offs I was buying you? I remember that.
Because one of us had to be straightened to get us home.
Pussy.
And I'm done with Jaeger, I think.
Jaeger's getting done. But I tried the Fireball. I was like, okay, when you came into the bar on Tuesday or whatever and I was fucked up, I was like, I'm going to give this Fireball thing a chance because that's the new fucking trendy shot is Fireball.
It's new and trendy.
It is.
I stopped drinking it 2 years ago.
Fireball.
It's whiskey.
Funny because it came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's when I stopped drinking it when I fucking heard about it.
He took one shot, the first shot of it.
It's trendy for people except for Seth because Seth doesn't drink that shit and he doesn't like tits anymore either. So,
yeah.
But anyway,
he wants stuff he can put in his asshole.
Yeah. But anyway, I was gonna move off of Jaeger into that because everybody gets Fireball. And meh, Fireball, meh. So I'm still shotless.
Fireball was developed in the mid-1980s in Canada.
Eh?
Yeah.
When did it come here? To America.
You when it came to America?
When did Bar start having it? When did the Barra?
I don't see it on here, actually.
Dead air.
Then it's no thrunch, so fuck all y'all.
Early 2000s.
Thank you.
Yep, that's what I said.
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just going to do what Seth does to me the whole show from now on. Shut the fuck up! after everything I say.
Do I do
just
that?
Go, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shut the fuck up.
Why don't you spit on me, too?
Shut the fuck up. Oh, that's... When? Just then?
That just stops everything down. Yeah. So are we done shooting it?
Sure. Shut the fuck up.
God.
So this week, we actually got some emails, huh?
Yeah, a couple. They're not very nice.
Imagine that.
Fuckers.
Can I guess what they're about?
Sure, if you want to.
Go for it.
Matt? No, it was you. One of them has to be from Russia, right? You getting pissed off at Russians.
If we got an email from Russia, I didn't see it.
Let's see here. You pissing off Mexicans? Which
no.
Eric's in here to kick your ass about.
Yeah. No. After the show.
No. What about that? What about special needs children?
Yeah, that's in there, but I'm not talking about it.
Okay.
I'm not gonna read that email.
What else? I don't know. Those are my three guesses that I could come up with right now. What about, did anybody come back and be, you talked about Dimebag on the show and didn't say get your pool on, come on.
How many emails did we get, actually?
Yeah. I just started reading a few and then
two.
Grabbed them.
So but, how many did you grab?
1, 2, 3, 5, 4.
All right,
five.
Let's start at number one.
Do it. Break them down for us.
It was that one asshole from Oklahoma put in a subject line, stop, and all it says is, if you keep talking about my state like this, I'm going to find you. And it's Oklahoma. So apparently, pissed off Oklahoma quite a bit.
Hmm. You pissed off Oklahoma? What?
Music?
Oh, you want some music?
Yeah, across that Red River, boy. Get
since
you.
He said some of that Red River
We've
stuff.
Had nothing since the show started.
Well, We'll have to put some
Ex-mobius.
Of it in.
Mobius.
Jason from Nebraska said, I can't believe you haven't made fun of this place yet. You make fun of everywhere but here. Come on, guys. Remedy this.
Can we get rid of that?
Nebraska? Where?
Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yeah, he wants us to make fun of Nebraska, apparently.
What is Nebraska?
You're a corn husker.
Is Nebraska
That's
America?
All there is.
Hey, give
is
us a shitty second. We'll eventually get to you.
Cornfields.
Is Nebraska even in America?
Corn maze.
No, I know what.
Where is that?
That is America.
Doesn't Is it University of Nebraska that has a blue football field?
No, that's
Idaho.
Oh,
Boise.
Yeah, Boise.
Yeah, that's Idaho.
I don't know.
Long state, sir.
Neat. You're a corn husker. Neat.
Yeah, we'll make fun of you later. Just
Nebraska.
You're a bunch of farm boys.
Hold on to your panties there.
I didn't even know they had computers there. In Nebraska.
That one was actually emailed and tied to a pigeon. Or mailed. Written.
Dropped off at the door.
At the bottom it said, hey, please say that this is one of those email things.
I used my telephone to call up my cousin.
It went to my neighbor's house across the street that has homing pigeons. It was tied to one of
That's
their legs.
Awkward. Hey. That's serial killer-esque. Speaking of that, you know who else does that? Mike Tyson. Yeah. He does that stuff.
That's awkward.
Serial killer?
No, the pigeon thing. Dildo?
This guy doesn't leave a name, but he's from Washington.
Birdman?
Hey, JJTM, which took me a second to figure out what the fuck that even was. It's our damn name.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Yeah.
I wouldn't type our whole name out, would you?
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, it takes 15 minutes just to type our name out.
Hey, dicks.
I'm emailing you guys because the complete failure all three of you guys have on basic knowledge and lack of preparation. It's like you scroll the internet for 3 minutes and find somewhat funny of a story and then talk about it.
Does this guy got a camera
That is
in
exactly
here?
Our show prep. Does
he have a camera in here?
I didn't think we had anybody else
all right,
in here.
Washington, fuckface. That's
sorry.
Exactly what we do.
Sorry, that's our pre-show meetings, right?
That's for me. I'm sorry.
Did you
Was
say
that you for real?
Washington.
Is it really you?
No, I'm just kidding.
That's funny. He nailed us.
From Washington.
Yeah, he can eat my ass. Oh, we did get a few nudes.
Washington?
I asked for nudes. And, but they weren't of chicks.
So none guys. Of these. Well, that's what I was gonna say. None of these have been from girls.
Well, we actually
there's
have
no
one
women
chick.
Listen to us at all.
No, I got one.
Like, you guys are.
So wait a second. A bunch of male nudity.
Yeah, it's like guys being funny, lifting their shirt up, and taking pictures of their tits or their feet. We actually, I think it was. I'm not positive, but I think it was a nutsack. It was a bad picture, but so that was fancy.
Wow. Scrotum. You got a scrotum shot.
Showed you the brain.
Front scrotum.
All right, here's a chick for you.
Wrote him.
Tanya from Nevada. Hi, baby.
Nevada, Nebraska? All these N-words.
I listened to your first...
Stop it.
Your first two shows twice, trying to figure out what rolling pink means. I'm fairly perverted, and I can't make sense of it. Explain, please. Also, I'd like to put some faces to these voices. Where can I find some pictures? Thanks.
Well,
love you.
Shooting video. So, well,
oh, are you?
A time lapse.
Eric is shooting video right now. Yeah,
shooting video right now. It's just gonna be a time lapse.
We got to do some pictures. We do have an old picture of us that needs to go up on that page. JerryJonestownMassacre.com. We're also going to do a photo shoot. It's going to be pretty badass if we can find the time to do it.
I know a couple of photographers.
And as far as rolling Jesse. In the pink.
Jesse.
Yeah, someone explain that.
Rolling in the pink is...
I've had a cute few people ask me about it.
It's an old recording term. It's like every piece of recording software when you hit go. We use Logic here. Pro Tools does it too, or used to. I don't think Pro Tools is pink anymore. I think they changed colors. But
yeah, when we started the whole phrase, it was Pro Tools.
But when we're recording our audio here, the screen, a little bar goes at the top, and all the tracks go pink. So we call it, we're rolling pink. It has nothing to do with rolling someone in flour and looking for the wet spot.
What?
What the fuck? I don't think that was ever...
Did she ask if that's what it was?
It could be.
She said she's fairly perverted and she couldn't figure it out. So.
And that's where my mind went.
Word. Next email.
Is that it?
No, that's all I'm reading. Yeah, it was like four right there. So the guy from Oklahoma, George, or whatever the fuck your name is, eat shit.
One's about to kill you.
Badoosh.
Gonna find you, boy. I'm gonna cross his red river.
Hey, George, yep. You're just right across the Red River from us. Why don't you come see us down here in Jerry Jonestown world?
I'm going to stand right in front of that stadium, boy. You better be there. Meet you by the bike rack.
Emails.
Email, shmemails. Well, where can people email us at?
At JerryJonestownMassacre@gmail.com.
Nice. So keep them coming.
Yeah, send actual nudes this time and not of your boobs.
Nebraska.
Well, I'm you're a female, those. Not male boobs.
Yeah, male boobs is fine. I like seeing those. It's fun.
Are you, what?
Do you?
I don't care.
We still want female boobs, and we still want more female pictures, right? Not.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Listen how desperate we sound. Send us female pictures. Right?
I don't have internet. I can't find 5,000 right now.
I'm 12 years old.
We're in a 20 by 15 room, and it's four of us just sitting here together. Men, we're lonely, locked in here.
Sweating. It's hot as hell.
Sweating.
Sweat my butt tits off.
All right, so let's get some stories this week. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Or do y'all just want to be done now?
Kind of the second one.
Just be done now?
Yeah. Oh, I guess we're not.
No, we're not.
Let's dim the lights.
Let's get a little sexy time in here.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, guys, I'm having hell with you. You guys in the band?
When you send your emails, that first one was Dustin, the second one was Stubbs. I don't do this.
I've never heard that back recorded, so now I'm going to get a chance to hear it later on. What that sounds like outside of my head.
Horrible.
It should.
What is that on your computer screen?
It's a blue waffle.
This on my computer screen is something that Taco Bell will soon be serving across the country.
Are you kidding me?
It's called a waffle taco.
This is taco shtick. They're not really going to do this.
It's a waffle bent in half with a sausage and an egg. It's a waffle taco.
Mm.
Wow.
Seriously?
That's America.
That is America. But I'm sure we'll fucking eat it one night drunk. Hey, I'm going on a waffle taco.
And what do you eat that with? Do you eat it with syrup? Do you eat it with syrup or ketchup? Or nothing.
We don't want your waffle taco. Put that thing up.
Put it away.
We got a dozen of these tacos. You want some of them?
You're right. Is that what you're asking? Where you put syrup?
Yeah, I think syrup I would do, but I don't know.
Would you turn it upside down and pour it on the outside and eat it upside down? The waffle is the taco shell.
I don't know,
this
but
makes no sense.
I'm about to get a hot dog and start shoving it because it looks disgusting.
I don't know what to say about that. That's as disturbing as a puppeteer.
This is as disturbing as a documentary you made me watch this week, which we'll get into.
Hey, that kind of looks
if
like
not
that.
Today or tomorrow. Yeah. Or today or next show or something. But
that was a good documentary. Did you see
the
that
thing? Crazy. The thing that makes me sick is it looks terrible on the screen. But like I said, one night we'll fucking leave Sparks or Billiards and
hey, let's go get that taco waffle thing, man.
You know what's terrible too is
the pictures look like a waffle taco.
The pictures always look 10 times better than the actual food.
Oh yeah, you know it's gonna
that looks like shit already.
Yeah.
You're right.
The food modeler or whatever they are. That
when
does
we get
that,
it, it's gonna look like blue waffle.
They failed.
They failed bad on it. Totally.
It probably will look like a blue waffle.
Oh god.
Jeez, man.
Oh my
no
god.
No one looked that up. Do not Google it.
They should do that.
But do
during
Google
the 4th of July.
Goatsy.
Taco Bell comes out with the blue waffle taco special just for the 4th of July. Red, white, and blue.
It's patriotic. It shows America.
Is that what that blue waffle picture is? It's America?
It's America.
That's America untreated.
America. But seriously, no wonder everybody else in the world thinks we're the fattest country.
We're not, though. Mexico is.
Well, everybody look at Eric.
Mexico.
Eric.
Everybody look at Eric.
Yes, right, that's why all the Mexicans do all the work here.
Huh? Not anymore.
What? What the hell?
They went back home. There's no jobs here.
How is that?
Huh?
Okay.
What?
Where did you get that
fact
from?
Who?
Mexico. When?
Mexico's the fattest country.
Yeah. Is Mexico the fattest country?
What? Yep.
What?
Google.
They passed America like 3-4 weeks ago.
Have you ever
like
seen
Sal
Sabaka?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do they come up with that anyway? Who's the fattest country? What are they?
Oh God!
Jesus. We all step on a fucking scale.
Way too much whiskey in here. Ugh.
I don't know.
Like, how do they come up with that? Mexico's fatter than the U.S. now.
Does my side look like a waffle taco?
They obviously didn't count.
Oh my gosh, you're right. You were actually right.
Hey, I know, I have an actual
Dustin,
fact. Yeah.
Wow.
Dustin. They didn't count her back fat.
See, this is like, it's like that.
I love it when I laugh at my own jokes.
Three. Hi, guys.
It's like the boy who cried wolf with you. So.
I know. It's like every 2,000 things I say is
and I'm like,
one is right.
I'm like, shut up. You're just saying
you're
that.
You're trying to move this fucking conversation
off. You're saying that just to piss
She's
me off.
She's yelling at him.
Did you my hear back.
So Seth is right?
Seth is right.
About
I just
what?
Looked it up.
Oh, the Mexican being.
Yeah, it's yeah. right.
Okay.
America has lost
the title. Congratulations,
Mexico. America has lost the title never wanted to have. It's no longer the fattest country. Mexico is now the fattest nation with us in this hemisphere and is one of the fattest countries in the world according to percent obesity rate, taking over the status of being the most obese developed country.
Mm. Well, congratulations,
country.
Bean burrito. Bean burritos.
Yum.
However, there is a little
I want to move
asterisk.
On.
It's not the very fattest.
What's that? What are we
yeah,
talking about?
That's what I said, developed.
Yeah. Few islands in the Pacific Ocean greatly outweigh Mexico and America.
Well, what?
Tonga? Yeah.
Those guys are just gigantic, period, anyway.
Yeah.
They have a gigantic
Samoans,
period?
They're giant.
Gross.
Nauru and Cook Islands.
Oh, I don't know anybody from Cook Islands.
I have no idea.
Your face is like, what the fuck?
Pacific,
I got an interesting
well, they're Pacific
text
Island, they're Pacific Island nations.
Is it someone listening live and they're like,
yeah,
you guys are dumbasses?
Yeah.
Can you listen live?
Yes. No.
No.
It says, chingada pinche joto, callate la boca!
Orale! Oh, hey. Sorry. Just...
Hey, I'm sending a text to a chick right now. How do you spell,
Just mash your hand.
Hey, how come we haven't had one of those yet?
Because we haven't had to reach one yet.
I thought for sure we would do that when we were talking about back fat. Oh, here we go.
No, there's the end of the show. Yeah, so how do you spell that? I want to get this text completely correct.
Just bash your hand on the keyboard.
M. It starts off with M-U-G-R, and then you just what every other letter in the alphabet. All right, let's bring the room down a little bit.
Oh no, not another one, dude.
What is this? What is this? Russia? Is it Russia or Florida?
Dustin, seriously, I had nightmares about that topic last week for like 3 days.
Three days, huh?
Yeah, I was like on the porch with Seth on Tuesday night going, I can't believe we did that, man.
We're going back to the jazz bed.
Don't do this again.
We're going back to Florida. This one is not as bad. No one's eating children. There's not a priest with a puppet on his leg.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
This is just about a summer camp.
It's not a...
No, it's not.
Did you ever go to summer
camp?
Did you ever go to
look.
Summer camp? Did you ever go to summer camp?
Yes, I did, Dustin. I went to summer camp. Here we go. Here we go.
Seth, did you ever go?
No.
Eric?
No.
Here we go.
I didn't either. So, summer camp.
My summer camp was at home.
Is that where you lost your innocence?
I did a lot of bad things at summer camp.
Like
camp.
What?
With camp. Shrooms.
With camp counselors?
How old were you?
How old were you?
When I did the shrooms, like 13.
Hello.
I was a counselor.
Hello?
Like 13.
Did you ever go as just a kid going? Not
yes,
a counselor,
I sure did,
nothing?
And I did a lot of bad stuff too.
What'd you do there when you were a kid?
How many peepees did you touch?
I did
touch?
A lot of fighting, a lot of touching girls and stuff, and kissing.
Oh, so your fondling. Summer camp had boys and girls together?
Yes, we did.
Oh. In the same cabin?
No.
Oh.
That'd have been awesome, though.
Would it have been?
Actually, I don't know why I would think that'd have been awesome.
Y'all
would have
hugged so hard and held hands so mean. Oh, man.
Yep, and kissed each other on the lips so hard, just pushing it in.
Good gosh. So, yeah, I went to summer camp. Let's do this. Let's do this.
This one time at summer camp?
Like, that's so true. That's exactly what. That's exactly how I kissed when I was 12. Just pushed your lips really hard together.
Slam your lips together.
That's how they do it in the movies.
So this summer camp in Florida has a theme to it. Did yours have a theme?
No.
I'm stupid on summer camps. Totally.
I don't want to go into my summer camp.
What was the theme?
I don't know.
Footloose or something?
Yeah,
that's when
Footloose. let's get to this theme, Dustin.
Was there Top Gun?
It was Top Gun.
Were you Iceman or Slider?
It was Space Camp.
Danger Zone.
Really?
Yeah. I was a future astronaut of America. The Junior Association of Future Astronauts.
Was it in Florida?
It was.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you seriously go to camp in Florida?
No,
you
it was not.
Liar.
Where was your camp?
East Texas.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of like Florida.
It's a lot like Florida, actually.
It kind of is. Okay, so this camp in Florida, they have a theme.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And the theme is Hunger Games.
Oh.
Wait, so only one kid comes back home?
Pretty much.
You just send your kid there to get him fucking killed, and then you're like, all right, good. Let's have more kids.
Is there a puppeteer on the campgrounds?
Do they make... child soup out of the losers.
Hunger
no,
Games.
The way it, okay, well, first off, the kids did get a little out of control because they kept taunting each other and saying they were going
to
kill each other and
well,
you know,
yeah, what else
you got
award
rewards for first blood and you know,
how
you got points
kids?
For each person you killed, but the way they killed them was they basically had flags hanging off of them like flag football.
Was this a camp not a day camp? It was a camp.
A summer camp.
Does it say how much that shit cost?
What, you want to send your kid there?
No, I just want to know how many idiot parents paid fucking $500
yeah,
bucks for their kids.
Yeah,
to
I
want to
know how much it costs.
Well,
I want to know
hold on.
How long it lasts.
I'm going to assume
like how old they are.
Here's the thing. This was a normal summer camp, and the parents were not told what the theme was going to be. The kids just went, and the theme for that summer camp was this year Hunger Games, and you were to kill off all the people you're with by collecting their flags.
So this was not Camp Hunger Games. This was just the theme of the year.
Yeah.
That's why I need to start listening to this shit.
They
I'm
promoted.
I'm pretty sure you explained that at the beginning, didn't you?
They promoted.
Wait, hold on. You explain shit? Oh, okay. I'll start listening.
You want me to do it a third time?
Yeah.
So there's this Hunger Games thing.
I'm over here texting people, and we're over here like playing fucking patty cake. Oh,
now,
wait.
The
wait.
Sad
now
thing
you,
was...
Now you have my attention.
The sad thing is, I was listening to Dustin. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, sitting there the whole time. I don't know why I didn't catch that.
So they have the basically, they were promoting to kill their other campmates. And so they start taunting and yelling, and of course, some people grouped up.
Yeah, I'm not even against this.
It turned into physical violence, like they were knocking kids down, stepping on them, kicking on them, beating them, fighting them to take their flags and
so
stuff. Now a bunch of parents
raped?
Are pissed off because
the kids started
campers.
Raping the counselors.
Okay, what's that shit that Thomas does? God, I'm cussing
beep.
A lot tonight, aren't I? No, that stuff he... Remember we talked about going out there and, like, with a AR... And freaking all of them out, doing the stuff. They do Star Wars stuff. What
the
it?
Fuck What's are you talking about?
LARPing?
LARPing.
LARPing.
So is it like
lightning
that?
Bolt? Lightning bolt. Sleep. Lightning bolt. No, this was
lightning bolt. Lightning bolt. Light. Sleep.
This was just regular.
So they
like
were
regular
using real
camp,
shit
and, they were,
and stuff like weapons and stuff.
They didn't have weapons. They were just beating the crap out of each other, taking flags from each other, and you get points for doing certain things.
Sounds like LARPing.
How old are they?
Except,
but one of the schools or one of the posters at this camp said. Losing means certain death.
Oh, man, these guys are winners.
And they ended up beating the crap out of a bunch of kids. A bunch of parents got mad. And
God, I love Florida.
They had a guy there. They actually
what next, Florida?
Had a guy there.
We would have no show if it wasn't for Florida. What am I talking about? Like, we got a show.
They had a writer from the Tampa Bay Times there just kind of write.
Is that what this thing is?
Going over it.
She called us.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
And she said that... like one of the kids were crying and everything. A bunch of them started crying. And
yeah, who gives
I'm sure
shit?
There's
they
a lawsuit.
They
probably will be.
Care.
But once again, Florida.
Little shits.
An amazing state. Way to go, Florida.
Good job, buttholes. My roommate had an idea of an entire show just on Florida.
We could.
It's not hard.
We could.
It'd take fucking 15 minutes
I'm going
research.
In a couple months. You want me to just grab Florida a bunch of papers?
Friday.
And
where are you going?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Do it.
Are you going to Orlando?
Disney
doing a
World.
Thing?
We're going to Disney
Yeah,
World.
See, no, you got to break away from that. I mean, you're still going to catch some Florida. Are y'all driving?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm not. This is the first time. This will be my 18th time to Disney World.
So,
I go to Disney World.
When I go to Disney World, you know, it's like my 18th fucking time. Man.
Do a little weekend.
You need a water heater? I got bed.
I think it's 15.
Why is that my fallback?
You need a water heater. Mine's encyclopedias. Mine's encyclopedias and yours is water heaters.
Because I grew up with an encyclopedia set and
God,
a water heater. I get
fucking
to go to Disney World.
Off. Look what I got,
shit.
Guys.
Look what I got. Your parents got a water heater?
Mickey Mouse
in a
is
vacuum?
Your homeboy.
Whoa, in a vacuum. Man.
Idiots.
Yeah, Florida. All right. We could do a whole show on Florida, though.
Florida Friday.
Yeah, I want to, actually.
God, all right. That could go on for a week. We could do a week.
I don't think we have enough room on the server for that. For that show.
We have unlimited
bandwidth would just break. We start getting all these notes from the provider going, you got to take this show off.
400
okay, so
gig
we got
a day.
We got an email about talking about Oklahoma. I think we've talked about them once, maybe?
Well, I said,
but
I
Florida
said
like eight
a couple times.
We've went how long till we get a Florida email? Like, hey, guys. Things aren't so bad in Florida. We have beaches.
and lots of drugs to get your brain fucked on.
We got hurricanes.
Wait, hold on.
We got pain
let's
management centers on every corner.
Real fast, let's break this
and
down.
And pedophilers, too. Do you like pedophilers?
You have Jeb Bush.
Yeah. Hey, pedophiler.
You have pedophiles.
Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
You have...
You want to make fun of that?
Alien Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Alien Gonzalez.
We have.
I rolled on the floor when y'all said that. I heard the podcast last week.
You totally forgot about that too.
And y'all were trying to think of the name, and I was like,
"You have the Kardashians."
Yeah,
they're in Florida.
Yeah, Miami.
Miami.
Wherever there's big black cock, man, they're there.
Whoa!
You got the heat.
I like black cock.
Whoa!
Jeez.
Then you have Miami Ink.
Address your emails to Stubbs,
that's
Matthew
not,
Stubbs.
They're not around anymore, man. I don't think.
Maybe. I'm just throwing dirt about
the company, is it?
I don't know, man. I don't think they're still around.
You have
though, man.
Spirit Airlines crashed a plane in the Everglades.
Okay, you have the Everglades.
You have the Everglades.
The Everglades.
Spirit Air is going to sue you now.
There's only three things. That's true.
They have the space shuttle.
Not anymore. What? Obama got rid of the space shuttle because Obamacare.
Obamacare. Do, 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 do. Obamacare. Do, 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 do. Obamacare.
So the three things you have that are good about Florida are
meth.
Disney World.
Methamphetamines, for sure.
Tom Petty.
Meth.
And
Speaking
NASA.
Speaking of meth.
Those are the three
NASA?
Things. And NASA.
And there's something else.
You know who else
else
came from Florida?
Who?
Cubans.
Limp Bizkit.
Cubans. Just one of those days. When you don't want to wake up.
Florida sucks.
Thanks for Limp Bizkit. Fred Durst.
Yeah.
Fred Durst.
Making a comeback.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
I'm going to throw something at you.
Insert sarcasm here.
They're trying to.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard one of their songs the other day, actually, and
Let's
it was
move on.
Pretty shit.
It was.
We're not staying on Florida?
No.
Florida.
Hey, Matt, you want to sing?
Sure. Yeah, let's do this.
You ready to do some acapella singing?
Is this
a
stripper?
You want me to drop a bass beat?
Okay, hold on. Before you get into it, are we going to start guessing what they are? Because we actually hit on this a couple times, and you always hear Warrant, Cherry Pie. So that's got to be on there. Pour Some Sugar on Me is probably, I would guess, number three at least.
Wait a second.
Who's all seen this? Because that doesn't count.
Is this? I haven't seen it at all.
Did any of y'all see this list?
I saw the list.
I didn't.
First
look
of all,
at
the, say
you know
what
I
mean? The list is, because no one.
Okay,
what
so
about yet.
The next topic is going to be.
I thought he said it.
The 10 rock stripper songs, the best pole dancer tracks ever.
Okay, so this is forever, not just now. So
forever.
Okay, Hurricane. Or what
hold on,
it?
Hold on.
Scorpions, Rock Me Like a Hurricane's gotta be on there.
Okay, Matt, number one, Rock Me Like a Hurricane is not on the list.
You need the drop.
I want Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard.
And what the hell? Why is jazz coming back? I don't know. I can't do this anymore. It beats me down. This whole
let Eric run it. You invited Eric.
I thought Eric gave you the creeps.
Give him the soundboard.
I don't know.
How tired are you of hearing that shit? Your name's Eric.
This whole weekend I heard it. I'm hanging out with this guy. He's riding my truck. I hear it. I just get bored.
You brought tacos?
Did he look at Hector? Did he look at Hector, the hotel receptionist, and go, "You invited Eric?"
Yeah, that would have been great. You walk ahead. He's outside talking to someone. You walk ahead going, "Hey, do this fucking joke real quick."
This will be funny. This will be awesome.
You invited Eric?
What, Eric?
Eric gave you the creeps. All right, so, Seth, your first one was?
Def Leppard.
Pour Some Sugar on Me is number 6.
Boom!
What?
Yay!
It is number 3.
Yeah!
That's the victory song. That's the victory sounder.
That's awesome.
That's the first one.
All right. I also said Warrant Cherry Pie.
No,
that's
no.
Gotta be on there.
Oh, okay. Do you get to go again to
yes,
your...
Yes, fuck you. It's okay. Done.
All right, so...
Check the ball, motherfucker!
Cherry Pie number 7.
Make it, take it.
Is it... This is 10?
What
top
is that?
10?
What is that saying?
I think he's
tacos?
F off.
Yes, I think so. Tacos.
Is it?
Tacos!
Is it really tacos?
No.
Waffle!
Okay.
Tacos!
You've got 2 in a row.
Okay, what's that stupid bitch by Buck
Cherry? Yay! Y'all crazy bitch!
Crazy bitch.
Crazy
yeah.
bitch.
That's gotta be on there.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God, I'm so good.
I know.
Number 3.
I know.
You're 3, nothing. No, he gets
oh, yeah,
going to
okay,
I'll give you a hint.
I wanted, fuck, I can't remember the damn name of it.
Sing it.
Yeah,
yes.
Sing it.
Something by Nickelback. Because every time I go
oh,
to
yeah,
strip
you
joints
know, okay,
days,
well, that, you can go and guess that.
Nickelback.
Yeah, you're right. Go
but
ahead.
You gotta name the song.
I don't know. I don't know any of the names of those songs.
I don't know, but yeah.
You're gonna go with Nickelback?
Well,
do you
know
the name of the song?
I don't know the name.
I'm giving you a hint.
Crazy fingers.
Dumb hand. Slept on my hand all night.
No.
Trying to wake it up.
Sleepy
what
hand.
Doing? What am I doing?
Wiggle.
Tourette syndrome.
Wiggling. Shaking.
There you go.
Shaking?
Is that
shaking
a name of a song?
Hands.
Shaking hands.
What? Shaking hands. You're just over here.
Shaking my hand. I mean, come on now.
All right, so you don't really get
that
point. You're up to bat.
I thought I already struck out with fucking Rock Me Like a Hurricane.
You get to go again. We're going back and forth. This final round.
What the fuck are you doing?
Girls, girls, girls.
Number one.
Is girls?
Number one is girls, girls, girls.
I should have got that one. That was so easy.
I need a fight. My motorcycle in a
so let's go through this. All right. Number 10.
Hey, for the creep, the hip is right.
You got to sing these. You ready? Number 10.
Put your beer down.
Kicks. Girl Wire.
I don't even know that
or
song.
Or Girl Money. Sorry. Girl Money.
Oh. Like, I don't even know girl.
No, the only Kick song I know is Don't Close Your Eyes.
That's
don't
not
close
Kicks,
your eyes. Yeah.
It is?
That's Kicks.
You say that's everybody's song. In the 80s.
He's not lying, dude. You do that.
Number 9. Unskinny Bop.
Oh,
Unskinny
shit.
Bop. Just blows me away.
Oh, that hey, that dude Unskinny that was at the bar last night that did
John the Davis?
Rap City?
Oh.
No, the professional karaokeer. I don't know if y'all were there or not. When they played Unskinny Bop, he started doing a... Bing, 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 bing. Just walking around the bar, jamming it the whole time.
We're going to get to that guy in our At the Bar segment at the end of the show. That guy's out
so,
of control.
He's a fan of Unskinny Bop.
Number 8, American Woman.
Oh, fuck me, yes.
Which version? Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz,
of course.
Yeah.
American Woman.
I'm like, yo, I'm cussing way too much today.
Number 7, Cherry Pie.
I got the cuss disease.
She's my cherry pie. Cold drink of water, sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry.
Sweet cherry pie.
Oh yeah.
Can I make a guess that is would absolutely not be on the list?
What?
I was once eating Arcane Blast or some fucking shit.
Radiohead.
No,
there's no Radiohead.
I have heard Radiohead at a strip club though.
Radiohead? Which song?
Is Kid Rock
creep?
In there?
No, it had to be Creep.
It was.
How awesome would that be to dance
falling
to?
Falling into Place. Is that it?
No, God, that'd be horrible.
Creepy guys are up there.
Jigsaw?
Yeah, Jigsaw.
Take my dollar. What? Take my dollar with your butt.
Yep.
Doesn't. No.
That chick was danced to it, and she was good.
I'm leaving.
Number six, pour some sugar on me.
Yes. Got it. Yes.
No singing. Number Nailed five, it. Bad Girlfriend.
Bad Girlfriend. What?
Who's that by?
Theory of a Dead Man.
Yeah, Theory of a Dead Man.
Isn't that Nickelback?
Number four, Nickelback, Shaking Hands. Number three, Crazy Bitch by Buck Cherry. Number two, Porn Star Dancing, My Darkest Days.
These bands are pretty Nickelback, much the same band.
Nickelback is in that one too, aren't they?
Why have they not thought
We just did Nickelback.
Why have promoters they're in that song. Not thought of a stripper tour? Like, why have promoters not thought of a stripper tour and had all these bands that sound the exact same go out and play strip
Once again, you're correct.
Holy fucking crap.
You're on fire, dude.
I should be a promoter.
You're on today, dude.
And Zach Wilde, too.
Oh, yeah, he's playing the guitar. Yeah.
On what?
On this Porn Star
Bad
Dancing
girlfriend.
With
and Ludacris.
My Dark Days.
Bad Girlfriend.
Ludacris, really?
I should be
That's good
I should
stuff.
Be a promoter.
Girls.
I should be a promoter.
You should. How about promoting this show?
Yeah, stupid.
I'm still in the closet with this show.
You are?
Yes.
I'm going to go back in the closet after this fucking episode.
I'm never coming out.
This show sucks. Sorry to whoever's listening.
All right.
Especially if you live in Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Yeah, give us a shitty second. We'll get to your state eventually.
Nebraska.
it'll be the 50th show.
Yeah.
It's coming.
If we can just get off of Florida for a week.
We can't.
Get out of their ass.
Florida's just as addicting as the drugs that are in that state. We can't get off it. We have to stay on Florida.
I mean, Panama City Beach.
Dude, when I'm taking a shit, I think about things that are going on in Florida. Like, man, Florida.
You know, alligators.
They got alligators there, man.
Disney World doesn't count because that's a different world. They have their own police. They
that's
have their own...
Yeah,
it's Secret
their own
Service.
Yeah.
They have
you need
their
to take
own.
Jen. You need to take Jen out for a Florida experience one day. Like
done
we
that
have
before.
To leave. We have to leave the compound.
All right, we do have to leave Disney to go to Universal Studios. So we will drive through Magic Highway.
Yeah, but I'm talking about taking a trip up north, headed towards Tallahassee.
No. I would go down there when they have NASCAR.
When we used to drive out there every year,
party out in the crowd.
Yeah, we would spend the night in Pensacola.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
There's some Florida.
That's Florida.
You want you some Florida?
Redneck.
Hey, you go to Pensacola.
Wasn't that where the topless girl?
That's where you get some Florida.
Pensacola, Florida?
Oh, yeah. The topless chick on 6th Street was from Pensacola, Florida.
Goddamn figures.
Mm-hmm. Figures.
So let's take this... crap.
Uh-oh.
She was pretty hot. Was she hotter in person?
Rolling. Here we are.
But she was pretty hot. Was she hot in person?
She was cool. She wasn't coked out on, like, you know, you was that
that
we could tell.
None. Yeah. If she's not coked out, I'm not interested.
If she's not on the verge of ODing at any moment, I'm out.
She didn't have the red eyes and all like that. So yeah. She was cool. Was just
she sounds
normal.
Like a lady.
Yeah.
You know, those don't do well around me.
You really want to bring that home to mommy, Eric.
Yeah. I want my mom to describe, you know, what the fuck is this?
Sorry to disappoint you.
What are you doing?
You bring a dead body home. Oh, no, no. She might have OD'd or something. Pass the potatoes, though, Mom.
Hey, give me some macaroni over there, huh?
She's seasoned up.
Can I have some gravy?
Your dad's like, why are you?
Well, I don't know what the hell, Seth, but here's the salt.
Oh, man.
Let's get to Eric here.
Oh, yeah, you
Eric.
Do stuff.
Eric does things and stuff and things.
All eyes on me.
You stuff. Invited Eric?
I invited Eric.
I thought Eric gave me the creeps.
What time is he going to say that today?
So, you invited Eric?
50, and we're only at 20 right now, so eat it up.
Yeah. It's coming.
Hey, it's all
More's coming.
It's okay.
It's on your face.
Your mom.
So bad.
How many times did we say your mom this weekend?
A lot.
Get to whatever the fuck you're
Eric, why are you here? What's going on? Next weekend,
is the Mecca.
This will be the last guest we ever have.
Is it the Mecca?
Just what the fuck are you promoting, man?
It's the Mecca of 3 months.
I'm done. What's going on?
What the fuck are you in here for?
It is the annual Blondes vs. Brunettes. There you go.
So it's at... How long? What? Continue. Yeah. Don't get interrupted by us. Yeah. Just tell your shit.
Yes, it's the...
All right, so what's this thing called?
It's the 6th annual Blondes vs. Brunettes. It's a benefit for Alzheimer's Dallas chapter.
One
basically.
What is blondes versus brunettes? Blondes. Why? What is this thing?
It's basically a powder puff football game. And
okay. Whoa! I'm dumb. What's a powder puff football game?
It's the girls play football. It's flag football.
Right, and their underwear.
The guys, no, it's not like lingerie football. It's just normal football.
Hey, why do we? What? What are you doing here?
Did you bring tacos?
I kid.
The guy, there's guys and girls participating. With the guys are the coaches. The girls play. They each have to raise a certain amount of money to be able to play in the game. It's all for Alzheimer's Dallas. And
is that what they're doing it for this year, or is it a different cause every year?
It's been the same.
Oh, it is? Okay, cool.
Yeah, they raised $1 million, reached $1 million mark last year.
Wow.
Which is pretty impressive.
That is impressive. That's really impressive.
It was something like the first year they only got like 20,000 or 40,000.
It's grown tremendously.
In 5 years.
Can we hire them to do a Jerry Jonestown Massacre?
That's awesome.
Probably
fundraiser.
Because we need cash.
We do need cash. Hey, if you guys want to start emailing us money, can you do that yet?
PayPal?
Email money.
PayPal?
We all feel free to PayPal us any kind of money you want, and we'll give it to the blondes versus brunette. Trust me, we'll give it to them.
Alcohol.
Yeah. So these girls get serious.
It's sponsored
about
by Bud Light, so I think they're good on that part.
The girls get hardcore serious. We've been shooting it for how long?
Fourth year.
Fifth year.
So Seth and I just strolled out there and we're like, we're going to show these girls and tried to play. They would kill us, wouldn't they?
First off, they've been working out for like the past 4 months.
Just
getting ready for this game, yeah. So
they can probably throw down some meat.
When's the last time you ran?
No.
Whoa! Yeah, that half marathon probably. That's when I was like, I'm done.
No, there's a lot of those
and that was like 3.5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a lot of stuff go wrong since then.
Yeah, and if it's just you two running plays against a regular 11 man defense,
what was that? So
they're hardcore. You have some of the. Some of the coaches have been, athletic coaches or from college or whatever.
They're good.
What's funny is and everything.
They take it serious.
They take it real seriously.
They get pissed if things don't go right. They smack.
So you've gone to this thing too, Dustin?
Yes.
You've been to one of these?
He just said he's been there four times.
Fourth year. We are
okay.
The official photographer.
Let me explain something real quick to Seth about the way I think.
You don't listen to our show?
Yeah.
Hey, Stubbs, shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
He doesn't listen to our show until it's
posted
online.
Seth?
Why am I even here?
Who about to Seth?
Just to tell you to shut up.
So the where's this thing being held at? Where are they playing? Have we said that yet? Did I miss that too?
Last year,
I'm not telling you to shut up. So I guess not.
Right, last year was in the Cotton Bowl.
Last year the Cotton Bowl was really
fun.
Awesome, and that's how much it's grown through the years.
A couple of years is at SMU.
Well, I'm going to go. How much do I have to pay?
$25 to get in the game,
I'm not going to pay though.
But again,
no, I'm kidding. I will.
At the beginning, all proceeds go to.
I'm not going to pay.
All proceeds go to Alzheimer's.
Okay, then I will.
Research, so,
see, no,
it's always free.
Actually, I'm going to give like a couple $100 just so I can write it off on taxes. Bam.
Bam.
There you go. Yeah, if you're thinking about giving to a good charity,
they give you a receipt.
Get you a voucher and everything.
I'm not joking. I'm going to do that.
They will do that. If you donate enough, yes, you get a. Yeah. You get a. And you can pick a certain team.
What's the minimum?
Like
$500 then, probably?
$250 for a write off.
Okay.
So, where's this thing being played at this year?
This year, it's.
For receipt for write off.
It's August 17th. It's a Saturday. It's going to be at Bishop Lynch High School in Dallas.
Word.
Sounds awesome. Cute.
You can find all the information on bvbdallas.org. You can also go to you can see all the teammates. The whole team is the blondes team and the brunettes team. You can see all the girls that are playing.
You can pick a girl to sponsor.
Yep. You can
give her the money.
Yep. You can pick up one of the girls, and you can actually see what their donor pages and see how much they raised too. So you can pick one that has.
I'll go with the least amount of money, so I can get lucky at the end of the night.
There you go. I help donate.
And by lucky, you mean you'll sing a Daft Punk song with her.
Right. Yeah.
As of right now, they have reached $258,406
for this year.
For this 1 year.
For this year.
Good and this
night. Holy crap!
This week, see,
man, we got to think up some.
Here's a
fake charity to raise us some money.
All you're trying to do is try to rip off people.
Yeah. Hey, let's just make something up. See this little kid here? He needs money.
We could be like Ron L. Hubbard and just start a church.
Yeah.
Hey, I could just shave my head and take my shirt off. People would donate money like crazy.
Yes. Didn't he go out and say, hey, if you want to make a lot of money in this world, in this day and age, just start a church.
Yep. So what you can do, this week, though, even though that's it, what did you say, 248?
$258,406.
The lead sponsors normally start giving their checks this week. So you'll have Bud Light, Nissan.
Yeah, there's...
The Ticket.
They had a
is ticket. A ticket all over this?
There's a
yes. Ticket. There, a couple of the guys from Ticket will be
the Saroy brothers
announcing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember you telling that now.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
the girls were on the ticket yesterday.
Do they keep track of like the highest donation? Who's wonder how much these high rollers over in Dallas be donating?
They get so many donations from everywhere.
Yeah. I bet it was high as crap when they did it at SMU.
So my freaking
Bud Light does a
fat. I'll give you $5.
Well, most of these girls are from SMU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of the girls are from SMU.
Some come down from Oklahoma. Some come from up from Austin. They do this in Austin, too.
So they came from SMU. They definitely had encyclopedias when they were kids, for sure.
They have a presidential museum over there now.
Yep. Like,
imagine what these kids
George does.
I bet they got a new vacuum every 5 years.
Have y'all been in that building?
No, I want to, though.
I do, too. I want to check it out. See what all the fuss is.
That's like, what, $25?
That's a good point.
How much do you
They've probably already done a background check on us.
You got to pay to get in.
Oh, I'm out.
Do you know how to read?
Yeah.
It's a library.
Can I get a library it's a card from there?
I need to check out Fifty Shades of Grey.
I can read porn.
Oh, stupid DJ. So anyway, if you're listening to this week, the game is on the 17th.
It's on the 17th.
At 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
At what field?
Bishop Lynch High School in Dallas, Texas.
So come out, play.
Just say the website like three times in a row.
BVBDallas.org.
BVBDallas.org.
That's B-V-B.
That's B-V-B, as in blondes versus brunettes.
Not BBD.
BVB.com.
BelleBibDeVoe getting all these emails. Man, I don't know what these motherfuckers are talking about, man. I mean, all this stuff right here.
BelleBibDeVoe.
BelleBibDeVoe.
BBD. No.
And when
you know about BBV?
Entry to the game gets you...
I'm getting all these crazy-ass emails.
It gets you into the after parties, which gets sick and crazy and out of control.
And there's Bud Light, ample supply of Bud Light.
Kegs everywhere.
Stop selling them. I'm going.
Yeah. Seth's going with us.
I'm going.
And then next week we will have a
report from Seth's perspective, who's never been.
Well, no, we're going to have a camera on me or something, because I'm not going to remember shit.
Got the GoPro.
I'll strap my GoPro on you.
Yeah, got the GoPro.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I love you right now.
On his forehead.
I love you right now. You know me? Never mind, I'm going to say it.
You know how many boyfriends are going to be chasing him around?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
I'm gonna come in here.
I saw that GoPro camera and where it was aimed. No, dude. I'm
going to come in here missing teeth. Yeah. Like, you know,
why are you
broken nose.
Why are you staring at the guy's butt?
Your phone fell.
It's going to be all game stuff for me.
BVB Dallas. Let's do this.
Or anything.
I don't even acknowledge him.
It's a lot of fun.
Just go.
Well,
a lot
listen,
of fun.
Ma'am. And I watched you play football. Shut up.
Watching
watch this guy over here.
Wiener.
No.
That's a really nice dick you have, sir.
I like the way your pants make your dick look.
Yeah, and there's also the after party.
Those
the after
pants
party
did your dick a favor.
Where is the after party this year?
It's a good thing I'm not going with you.
I don't have the information.
I forgot what the after party.
Yeah, it did throw us out.
I haven't checked my email yet.
Oh yeah,
sure. Boys, gotta go.
But
and I heard about your little podcast.
And don't wear dark clothing.
Why?
It's gonna be hot.
Yeah, you're gonna sweat.
I'm already sweating my butt tits off now.
Well, I'm just saying. You're gonna
wait. What?
You'll get salt rings on your shirt.
On your nipplets.
Yeah.
Nipplers.
Yeah. So
nipplers.
Wear blue if you want to support the brunettes, and pink if you're.
I'm all about
the
brunettes, man. I used to be married to a blonde. Fuck them. Okay.
She was a blonde.
My wife, yeah.
No, ex-wife. No. Let's not talk about ex-wife.
Every time I saw her, it was red and purple and.
Well, yeah.
Pink.
Well, my hair was hot pink most of the time and blue too.
So we've reached what?
One last thing.
One last thing over here.
Just on the after party.
Then we'll get the brunette out of here.
On the after party at the usually where unfortunately I don't have the info where it's going to be. But if you go, you'll know because it'll probably be announced several billion times. There is going to be a concert. Last year was Randy Rogers.
Sweet.
Pretty good show.
It was. It was really good.
Little Red Dirt.
Really good show.
Hey, was he from San Angelo? Isn't that where he's from?
This year, it's Limp Bizkit.
No, it's not, is it?
No. He got all excited. Like,
what, dude? What?
Huh?
What?
Well, I'm changing plans. I'm going.
No, it'll be one of like a Randy Rogers. Birthday.
It'll be Red Dirt.
It can't be said who it's going to be because it's an unsanctioned type concert. So they can't say.
Eric, who was it?
I can't say.
but seriously, no one's going to listen to this shit. You know? Who is it?
We don't have that many hits.
This yeah.
We only have like 1,000 listeners or something. Who is it?
Who is it?
So you know then?
I can't. Yes.
Okay.
I can't say.
Yes. No? Huh?
Sorry. Tony LaRue.
Hey, tell me right now.
Tony LaRue.
Tell me right
whatever
now.
Whatever that fucker's name is.
Tell me right now what it is. Isn't it,
What's that?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that
show?
All about?
It's going to be an awesome show.
He was bleeping it. I'm going to enjoy myself this weekend, that's for sure.
That's gonna be
I'm going to have a good time.
I wish cool. I could go.
It'll be cool. We'll be here Sunday. We'll report back in.
Another Sunday show.
We might bring it'll probably be our last Sunday. We're already talking about moving the show to the middle of the week, which sucks.
I thought we were talking about canceling the show.
Oh, yeah. We're not even going to make it 5 shows. Jesse may be with us.
Okay.
Possibly. So you have back in
Jesse is a drummer and he beats
Jesse
a lot.
Jesse Engel. He's a photographer and was the old drummer of I Was Once Eaten. That's where he got his fame. And
what was that first part?
He's a photographer and he's a drummer for I Was Once Eaten.
Okay.
He's a photographer.
He's a photographer?
Yes.
And he okay.
was a drummer for I Was Once Eaten.
All right, let's move along.
Do I know this guy?
He's going to bring
beep, 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 beep.
I'm going to have him bring his portfolio for you to review.
Oh, you're going to do it live on the air.
On the air.
Live critique.
Here, that's good. Live yeah, critique. Man. I like it. That's a cool shot. Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah.
They're all wide angle.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right,
on.
So let's cool. move on.
Fish eye.
It's last picture. Night.
This show is dragging some picture. Balls.
No, it's not.
I like it, it's Jesse. Cool.
What are we at? What are we at? It's 4 cool. hours? It feels like 5.
So next up, we are going to talk about, for our this week, overheard at the bar is just our trip to the bar last
okay.
night.
Okay, because seriously, I don't remember anything. You're telling me I left 45 minutes early. I
early.
Never do that.
He
I
never
to,
leaves
I, I'm
before
usually 45 minutes
no, it wasn't
after
early,
2 o'clock.
Though. It was still late in the evening.
Bro, it, was a, like it was about 1:15,
yeah,
1:20.
It was like
1:15,
okay, that's not me, though. I'm usually there until 2:30.
Normally you are. Cause
that's
we,
not
yeah.
me, bro.
That's not
like
me,
tits,
right?
I shut the bars down.
I don't look at tits.
I don't look at boobies. And I shut
I look
down.
At guys'
shut
feet.
Shut them down.
I stay at the bar to maybe get a glimpse of anus.
Yeah, that usually happens. Actually,
it's 2:30 and I still want a shot.
I met up with you guys over at Sparks when we came back town. Me and Eric did.
Yep.
We drank a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You were with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She
Whoa.
Gave up.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
She was going to go to the next bar with us, but gave up.
You kind of said that in a room. Yeah. Like
I even brought two people with
you. You were with my wife.
I invited two people to come, too.
Oh, yeah, a couple people met us up there.
I came into town, and you were in my wife.
You were inside my wife at the bar there.
How did you like my wife? You were with my wife. And then we went to the bar for a nightcap, and you were with my wife again.
So she gave you yes. roadhead?
No.
You drove around the parking lot, so you get roadhead?
In circles.
It's just a big circle in front of 24-hour fitness.
Where's Matt going? Matt just got up. He's just like, where am I going?
Bug it.
I
want to
hear his lame ass
about
me getting another beer. I'm not getting beer.
Hey, hand me one while you're at it.
Hey.
I'll take one of those.
Eric wants a beer. Eric wants a beer. If you're up getting beers.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so what else happened?
So then we left. We went to
TB.
TB.
Ow!
I need something to drink.
Jesus Christ. Edit this shit.
Oh my gosh. How about you just drop the whole fridge?
The entire refrigerator just fell out on Matt.
See this? See, I don't. I'm not this
because
bad.
He had to get up to go get a drink.
See, I'm not that
can
bad.
Just be normal.
I'm good at that.
Oh,
sorry, dude.
This beer's so good.
I got
it's delicious.
So
yeah, can, yeah. I, can we
Are
say
we
the
still,
name?
I got oh, yeah. so much nut sweat going right now.
Nut sweat?
Yeah.
Nut sweat.
Gross.
We got to fix the AC out here.
Like,
so anyway.
Crotch.
We went to Texas Billiards, and that place was retarded,
My
as usual.
My tits are dripping with sweat.
First off, I want to say this. The DJ up there on Saturday night that does karaoke.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah?
he's got to change up his playlist. I don't need to hear the Cupid Shuffle twice in one night because that song is fucking gay and needs to die.
He only does what people go up there and their sorry asses request.
Then the customers, he needs to shoot it down. Go.
I've already played
it twice. Done that. Anytime I've done DJ work, I've already played it. I've already played it. I'm sorry you weren't here.
Yeah, I played it.
I'm
going to
play this now. I'm going to play
DJ
this.
Work, and I've done the same thing.
Oh, why play songs that are played at a wedding?
Yep.
We're at a bar, not a wedding. Where's the chicken dance?
Yeah, play the Macarena.
Come on, the Macarena. That, first off.
You're like... fucking shoot us.
No, I don't care. Y'all do this.
I'm getting this off. I'm getting this out because
You know what? I didn't even notice it.
I do because I had a couple drinks, but not enough.
Oh, I know. I tried to rid you of that, but you wouldn't take my shot.
The Cupid Shuffle is my Anthrax. Yep. We want to go into songs that are right now my Anthrax. That's one of them. You can take 2 days off of my life if I will never hear that song again. Done.
Really?
Yes, yep. I hate that song.
I don't even know
song.
What the fuck the Cupid Shuffle is. I don't know what the
down,
hell it is.
Down, do that dance, do that
dance. Oh, okay, I got it again. Down, do I hear that song about 10 times every time I go out then.
At Texas Billiards, right?
And they all get up and line dance to it.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Were they line dancing last night?
You know what?
There were. There were.
Every wedding I've ever shot... That song's played at.
Yeah.
Because it's a wedding
staple.
Song.
It's a
not a bar song, and especially not a bar with drop ceilings.
Boom. We're just shooting shots left
that
and right, aren't we?
Hey, that used to be white.
No, that's just my own Anthrax. No,
I like how I promoted black. This show to like everybody up there, the whole staff. The owner.
Going,
the other owner.
Oh,
everybody's
good.
Listening this week. They're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna listen this week.
I go up there.
Even the actual DJ that you
money.
Just kicked in the nuts. Who wasn't even here to defend himself.
It's
you
a critique.
Just fucking punched him in the nuts.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Hey, it's constructive criticism.
So, and you have to do this the day after. The fucking day after I tell everybody to listen.
I don't give a shit. I still go up there. I fucking give them all my money. So.
Oh, I don't care. But
whatever. That's the only reason. Matt, that's the only reason I did it. No, but please, no more Cupid Shuffle.
Is upset.
That's it.
Fucking
no more Cupid Shuffle.
What stuff is actually upset? He's like, don't fucking make fun of that bar, dude.
I'm not making fun of the bar.
Here's the thing.
I know, but
if you're gonna play it once.
Drop ceilings has always been. First off,
yes, I'm mad. Wait, I got the show madness card from Seth. I'm mad.
God, he's all over
I'm
my
pissed.
Dick.
Dude. I'm pissed off now.
You went with me once.
How dare you do that,
sir? Calm down.
That bar in North Dallas that was in
please,
a shopping center.
You're going to give yourself an aneurysm.
Calm, sir.
We went and saw, it was like a metal bar that had pool tables, and they had drop ceilings. That's where my drop ceiling came from.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, shit.
Trailer?
No.
Where?
North Dallas, up off Greenville. It was north Dallas.
I'm sorry, I can't
arts
help
band
you.
That he left after Exmobius. Hailstone.
Yeah, Hailstone.
They played in this bar. All the lights were on. They were all neon fluorescent lights.
Shit.
And they had huge drop ceilings, and they kept hitting their head on the ceiling on the stage.
Wow.
That's
so
where my drop ceiling thing came from.
It was brighter than fucking Walmart.
It was. It was like being in a Walmart watching a band.
You're going this.
And they kept jumping up and down on stage, hitting their head.
What? And they weren't tall guys. They were just the stage. It was 8 foot.
The stage was high?
Yeah. Like a foot.
Matt's
half,
over there sending a mass text message.
Don't listen this week.
Now, that dude is going to be pissed.
Who?
That dude.
That's
DJ
why. Okay.
That we did.
That dude.
He can be pissed.
I can be pissed.
And I'm going to get shot in the face.
Don't play the Cupid Shuffle. That's all I'm saying. Don't play it in a bar environment.
Don't shoot weddings anymore if they get you that worked up about one stupid song, man.
I don't.
Okay.
Except
let
everyone.
Let it go.
Song.
Let it go.
And it's not that. It's still, that's not a bar song.
But we didn't mention that actual DJ's name, so who would know?
It was a billiards.
It was a billiards. Hey, you want me to go on the one at Sparks?
No, he's everywhere.
Yeah, he is actually everywhere.
I'll go off on that DJ at Sparks.
He's terrible, too.
He is annoying.
So what? Terrible, too?
Yeah.
Also? So that's an also. So you're saying the guy at billiards is terrible? Because you said terrible too.
Hey DJ, because I know both y'all listen.
You did. You said terrible too.
Both of them fucking listen.
Terrible.
I don't mind you. I don't even notice you. So I think you're doing a good job. Keep it up. I don't notice the fucking DJs. I don't notice the songs being
played.
Is
that it? Is that good too? If you're a DJ and you're not noticed,
I think it's good. Yeah, you're having a bar conversation. You're just sitting over here talking bullshitting. If you notice, you never go, "Oh, dude, hey, bro, this is my favorite song. Let's just stop talking for a second and listen." No, if you're just sitting there talking and bullshitting and you never notice
the
DJ,
I don't look at titties.
And you never notice them, you're doing a good job. The only time you ever notice it, going, "Oh, fuck me, really again? This shit."
Okay, but
that's
what about
when you notice people?
If we're going to talk about DJs,
so good DJ.
What if? What,
good
hold
DJs
on,
are
you just,
in the background.
You just party
hit.
With.
What if you
like
go?
You just keep partying no matter what. You just like.
Yeah.
What if you
have
go
to calm him down?
Yeah, okay.
If you have to calm him down, it's a bad DJ.
What if you go to a Danger Mouse show? Mm-hmm. He's a DJ. Yeah.
Who?
Danger Mouse. What if you go to Danger Mouse show?
Who?
He's a DJ.
Who be Danger Mouse?
What about it? Are you there to see him though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
or Dead Mouse.
There
you can go to his show too. Well, Danger Mouse is the one that. Teamed up with Ding Dong. He's the first one I thought of.
Right.
But if we want to go Europe, you go to Dead Mouse. What if you go to his show? He's a DJ. He wears a giant head.
Yeah, I know who it is. Giant what are you talking head. About? I'm talking about in a fucking bar when you're out drinking and socializing.
But not at a club?
No, at a club. Well, fuck yeah. You want to notice them. You're there to see them.
Lizard Lounge, you're not supposed to notice. Like,
you're not getting my fucking point at all. You did.
No,
I'm
just...
You're just being a shithead.
I'm separating the two for the listener. Of what DJ?
What
so
listeners?
Basically, the bar DJ doesn't matter.
Especially after this week.
But the touring DJ does matter.
Yeah, but they're also not playing other people's shit and going, "Here, Cindy, come up here and sing your song."
I think it's just
George Strait.
It's just DJs in general, just karaoke.
Quit.
DJs.
Yeah, karaoke DJs.
That's a difference.
JJ-ish.
What about wedding DJs? They're terrible too.
Some are good, some are bad. Out of the several weddings I've shot, there's been a couple. They're far, few and far between.
I've shot well over 100 weddings, and there's probably
you sound like such a
there's probably about
prick.
Five.
Yeah, I can count them my one hand.
Now,
I mean,
several of them have done several weddings,
right?
But there's a list of about five I'd go grab.
Yep,
from
their nets on.
Go grab them
because they're hot.
Yeah. So Matt won't even.
God,
say
Matt
anything.
Is off the mic. He's back pounding a bottle.
Is
of
that
beer.
All you have to do?
Mm-hmm.
To get him to shut up and just talk about his place of work?
No, we're just talking about DJs. I got mad
he's
at the
done,
Cuban
dude.
Shuffle.
He's done.
I'm not done.
Yeah, look at him. He's
doing, he just doesn't want it ready to move on. Matt, do you like the Cupid Shuffle?
I do. I think it's a great song.
You shut the fuck up. Okay.
To the right. To the right. To the right. To the left.
Get your line dancing going on there, bud.
Now kick. Kick. Kick.
I haven't posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, someone.
I put a hit
that.
Out for it that if someone would just kill the Cupid Shuffle, I'd pay them a truckload of money. Just kill it. Just kill it. Shoot it in its face. But it is. It's 2 days.
I wish I hated something that much.
Oh my god.
What does that feel like to hate something that much?
When you hear it, and you
all
think,
the time.
And you're just like, okay, so now I just shoot like a handful of weddings a year, and I'm like, I get a break between it. But then I go up to a bar with all my friends to drink, and Sparks plays it too sometimes.
You were obviously not very entertained with the company you were having to notice some bullshit song in the background.
No, because when that song comes on, it tunes it.
It shuts your brain
it
down.
It shuts everybody else off. I can't even listen to them because it's like I see red.
You see red.
So my other question is: are there any bars in North Texas
that don't have stupid fucking karaoke on the weekends?
On a Saturday night or Friday night?
If you find one, tell me about it because I want to go there.
Chill and Grapevine.
Especially in Tarrant County.
Chill and Grapevine. In Tarrant County. Karaoke. The only time they have karaoke is during the week. It's like a Tuesday, I believe. Tuesday.
Is there a place within 10-mile radius of, let's say, here that I can go to that doesn't take me 45 minutes to get to with traffic?
The Gingerman. Yeah, I like the Gingerman.
Okay.
But you got to go downtown and there's traffic. Though.
But that place is pretty awesome.
Gingerman is awesome.
Yeah.
But, okay, so Papa G's is closed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one.
That place or blue anyway, though.
But it was a sausage factory.
It was.
It was
That's
a fucking
thing.
Meat market. What are you talking about,
Every
guys?
Every Tarrant County bar is a meat factory. Got a girl ratio
what about
in Tarrant County. Got to be.
Is that place even there?
10 to 2.
What I'm not going to talk about that piece of shit.
I've never been.
Hey, it's just like Bell Bottoms, but we're talking about shit that no one fucking right here knows.
No, we're talking about
it's Roxy's.
Bars in North Fort Worth.
Yeah, well, Roxy's a piece of shit. Their line still tastes like vinegar. But no, Papa G's closed. They got
their line tastes like vinegar.
Yeah, their draft beer.
Oh,
I got you.
What do you think I was talking about, guys? You dirty perverts.
Line of what?
You racist.
They're cocaine.
Fucking racist.
What about Tea Weeds?
I think they do karaoke.
I just want to go somewhere with my friends to sit down and have some beers and chit chat.
If they don't, I'm sure one of Tea Weeds more.
That's downtown Fort Worth. Yeah. You're not getting it done here.
No, but there's some going on down there, and you can't talk over it.
That's why I like Gingerman.
Saturday, Friday, Saturday, the weekend.
See, that's why I like Gingerman. Low key. And then,
I go to Tumbleweeds during the day.
It would have to be downtown,
but they do at night.
Is it Ricochet's?
Talking about Magnolia. Now.
We'll go down Magnolia. Hey, Boiled Owl Tavern.
I don't go to Magnolia because they serve gays.
Like to you? They serve gays to you?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit.
You can order them?
Yeah.
Like, give me two lesbians and a fag.
God.
Oh, sorry. Edit that.
Jeez.
So really, they serve them, huh? They serve blacks too?
Hey, what's that hole in the wall place that's like an old
the speakeasy one?
The speakeasy style one. What's the
name? I've heard it's really cool though.
Scat's fun. Scat's cool. Scat. You can go down there. They have a jazz band playing. You can talk over them. Yeah, and they're live.
And that's the thing, you drink a lot more when it's nice, easy, slow music like that.
Yeah, you
tip more and pay more, you know.
I don't know. I don't think we have any problem drinking anywhere, period.
I know. I don't.
Bro.
We need to go over to the Twilight
Lounge. Know what I mean?
In Dallas. Twilight Lounge.
Yeah.
All you need is a bar, a bunch of good places to sit, and a damn good jukebox. That's all you need. You don't need to bring in Chief and the big cheesy balls to play.
See, I like going to scat and everything, but it can't be on Saturday or Friday night because the place is fucking packed.
How many people go to a bar to see the DJ that's there that night?
No one.
Honestly.
They only do it for
you go to Lower Greenville to see a DJ.
In Lower Greenville, some people will follow a DJ. Like back when...
if he's an actual DJ, not playing someone else's fucking songs.
Oh, no.
He's actually doing stuff.
Yeah, he's actually spinning his own tunes.
Okay, that's everywhere.
No, that's where we made the separation earlier, when you backed off and went and listened to the show and you got mad and started texting to tell everybody not to listen to the show anymore.
I'm still livid, really pissed. I'm angry.
But that's what we separated the DJs. If you're playing your own stuff and you're in there and you're just being crazy, or you're pulling out weird tracks that nobody's ever heard of, but when you're playing top 40 stuff, Britney Spears into
I went out with your wife, not Saturday night with you, she met up, but I went out with her Friday night as well, and she was like, this is the third time I've heard this song, we've been here for an hour and 15 minutes. And I was like,
where were y'all at?
Billiards again.
Oh my God. Of course you were.
I was like, well, that's some ass on the fucking jukebox doing that. And it was.
That's the problem. Kept on
playing the shit out of the jukebox. I'm like, they're fucking wasting money on this
The problem.
It's that guy over there.
Yeah, he's the one playing
the same
song over.
People that are playing on the jukebox, they're playing the same crap over and over again, too. This song's three years old.
I've been in the pin. I didn't know.
But doesn't the jukebox have the smart to not play the same song?
Some of them do. If
you sit there and go play next and you spend the extra 50 cents for it, they'll fucking do it. And no one else is playing.
Jonathan Davis played Rain and Blood like two times in a row and insisted on singing in my face the whole time while I was barbacking.
What the fuck? Who?
Jonathan Davis. Was it?
Jonathan Davis from Korn?
Okay, yeah.
Korn?
It was from Korn.
Looked like him.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Brad?
I don't know what his name was, man. That was y'all's friend.
Not my friend.
I met him. He did
Rain and Blood. Talking about how people play their own music, he did Rain and Blood twice and sang it to me.
You know what's great about...
It's really good Rain and Blood, man.
Dallas bars.
I like that.
Since we're just on bar topic randomness and not exactly what went down last night, I like going to Dallas bars because you don't get smoke blown in your face or a cigarette almost put out in your eyeball by some random drunk chick that's flinging her ember and ash just in her...
Her name is Jennifer.
And it's right in your eye.
It's Brad's wife.
She nearly put her cigarette out in my eyeball.
Yeah, me too. I got a scar on my arm now because of her. It's cool.
That's not right. That's just not right. I like being able to see.
Yep.
So
I like not having to smell like
an
ashtray when you're done.
In Dallas, no one smokes.
That is nice.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to Dallas.
After going out all night and you don't smell like
Oh, my shirt.
Speaking of, 14 hours without smoking.
What about? Whatever you smoke. All right. Congratulations. Yeah. You need a chip? Is there a 14 hour chip?
There should be. Should be putting up with this shit.
Hey, when we would go
to have a cigarette. Do you want one?
Get that chip off my shoulder.
When we would go play shows, in Dallas, all our gear coming back smelling all night.
Oh, that was so crazy! How like the bass or like your guitar,
the thing
anything. Yeah, this thing I'm fucking leaning up against, or the mics, everything just smelled like a fucking ashtray. It was like, wow.
When you play a Fort Worth bar, you're like, and you leave your gear in your car overnight because you usually get home about 4 or 5, and you go open the door to your car, and you're like,
and you go,
oh,
I just smoked 2 packs of cigarettes off the fucking residue.
And then you have to put it on the Carfax notification that
it's like me farting in there.
Yes.
This was not involved in a fire in any way, shape, or form.
So karaoke last night. Yep. Eric got a kick out of it.
It was freaking hilarious. This guy was into this song, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
So you're singing and I watched this?
And he was, I have video of it from, on my, it's on my
You were gone
Instagram.
Already.
No, he
was
wasn't.
Was I gone?
I saw him. He was sitting there applauding and everything.
Oh, no, because
it was awesome.
No, me and you were talking about it because you said he does this all the time. And
oh, yeah. You were
oh,
there.
Yeah.
I went and
I
said,
came over and clarified it.
It's on.
Oh, yeah.
I said,
I'm sorry, guys. That's my phone.
Yeah, this goes off.
Turn that the fuck
it's over there. You said he does it all the time, and that you see him do this all the time, and this is all he lives for. And I said, well, this is all he does in the shower. And he drives down the road back and forth to work.
I'm sorry, I don't remember any of that.
I mean, he wasn't just...
I know you're talking
that's
because
you
those,
didn't say it.
That?
Y'all had a bet going, and I
but
said
here's
it.
The thing.
I was the one
that was the deal.
Y'all.
That was the bet. My
y'all
bet was...
it.
My bet was that he did this all the time, and that he thought about it in the shower, and he thought about it as he's driving to work, how he could act it out and perform it even better.
Song better.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing that was most that was the entertaining portion of it, is that he was actually acting it out, not just singing it like a normal person at the karaoke night would be doing. He actually acted the whole thing out with the piano. And
was
like,
he the one that won the contest last night? Like, they were having some contest. He won it? Yeah.
He was cheesing it up, too. He was like people, like Brad and whatever.
What contest
was,
are they talking about?
Was saying, oh, dear. Okay, there was a karaoke show last night, karaoke contest while you
was
were
it
drunk.
Was it the random one, though?
Did they do contest every Saturday?
Was it the random one, though? Like the
where they draw?
Yeah.
What was his song?
Anyway, I don't even remember that, but there was those that couple that y'all are hanging out with.
Fuck.
Where, I was hanging out with your sister.
Brad and...
oh, yeah. And, I forgot your sister was there last night.
Whatever their
God
name
damn
was.
God damn, I was trashed.
But anyway... Hey, Seth, were you drunk that night?
God.
Okay. Anyway, so they were like, man, you really got a good voice. He goes, man, I can't really take any credit. God gave that to me. I mean, he was cheesing it up the whole time, man. It was awesome.
What a great story.
But he did a good job.
He reminded me of Meatloaf. He looked like Meatloaf.
He did.
Didn't he?
He does
doesn't
Meatloaf
he?
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done that
does
video.
He do Meatloaf? He sounds like Meatloaf.
I'm pulling my video again.
Eric's got video of it on his Instagram.
On Silver350.
At Silver350. And he's going to play audio.
This guy's famous now.
Don't put it too close to the mic. Don't make it too loud. Oh,
what are we doing here?
I don't know. He's playing the guy singing this something.
So you didn't like him?
I thought it was
you
cool.
You didn't think it was good?
Because it wasn't the typical wasn't well guy sung. That comes up there and freaking
it, no, I got a kick
loving.
Out of it. Speaking so, of which,
it was entertaining.
It was just some dude that loves to do it, and he has fun doing it, and he went up there and hammed it up.
But speaking of which, good. That's what was cool. What wasn't what? The only thing that I'm a detractor of is because of my backstory that I made up in my mind about him doing this in the shower, and as he's driving to work, he's singing in the car, and then he's like, you know what? At this part, I could play the piano and I could play the guitar, and that's in my own world. The guy was good. He could do this, but this is what he lives for, right? Why don't he go get a real band? Why don't he go sing for a real band?
The karaoke... The bukkake breeds... the karaoke breeds are weird. They're a weird breed. They do things differently and think about music in a different way than you and I do. Like, I've never gotten into any of that stuff, but apparently some people think it's an audition for American Idol when they go up there.
Okay, if you're that good and can do that, go get in a band or go...
But they don't do that, though. That's the thing. They're a weird breed. They don't do that.
Well, it's like, I know this drummer. He goes... I used to work with him. He goes to all these drum... he's a teacher. He can do these clinics at Guitar Center. He goes and does these contests to where he's... balls out crazy. He even worked at Billy Bob's as in their house band as their drummer for years because he could play any cover in the world.
Dude, those house bands over at Billy Bob's are pretty damn good.
But when he would get in a band doing originals, he couldn't play. He couldn't write. He couldn't come up with anything.
That's
and
weird.
And that's what he told him. Told me. He's like, I can't do originals.
That's like
I
the athlete that's badass in practice and stuff, and then they get into the real games and... like.
Yep. Eric's going to play the audio now. He keeps showing it to me. Back it up.
I'm texting people.
This guy's suing us.
Okay, now play the thing that he's saying.
He can hold it.
No, the dude's good.
He can.
Yeah, he's done that song for 20 years.
That was amazing. 14-second Instagram audio.
Yeah, so. You would get good if you...
If you did it for 14 years?
For 14 years, that same song over and over again.
He's been doing that for 14 years.
It's gotta be, man.
But God gave him the voice.
Yeah, it's funny, too, how he has music conversations. That's all he talks about while he's at the bar. His music.
I'm texting my sister right now, and she just said her husband would volunteer to dial in as a gay dude. I'm like, all right.
Why'd you just give that away?
Because fuck that. I want real callers, man. I'm not going to have fake stuff on here.
So, karaoke. And it's alive and well, and it's on a Saturday night at bars in North Texas. And
hey, you were talking about some... I don't know how much you're going to give away on this, but I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. And y'all kept doing this Harry Carey fat thing voice. What the hell was that? I was completely out of it. I'm going, what are you doing? No, fuck you. We'll talk about it later. Okay. What is it? Who is that?
I want to come over and fly with my fat.
Gross.
It's death metal Harry Carey.
It is. It's a voice we came up with out here in the shed when we were in our old band.
When we rolled pink in our band.
When we would roll pink.
The way we kick our songs is like one. Two, three, four.
I don't know. It came about from a mixture of a bunch of people in the local scene. Having to deal with
you
them.
Mix their voices together, that's what you get.
If we made music, like concentrated on the music more than just making fun of everything and everybody in DFW back then, we'd probably have a gold record.
If we had a drummer that didn't Platinum just record. Give up. Calling you out, Jesse.
Or one that made us dun, dun, mix his drums for 2 years straight. And then said, guys, you know what? I'm just not feeling it anymore. That's what I'm mad about, fuck.
Why are you staring at me? I'm like, what the hell did I do?
He's mad. Look at him. He's mad, man. He's mad. Steaming.
You need a fucking cigarette.
He's steaming.
Down.
Look at him. He's steaming mad, man. He's steaming.
Okay. Fuck face.
So, are we done?
Yeah.
We're done.
This is a retape.
Fucking cancel this piece of shit right now.
It's blue.
No, it didn't. It was good.
None of us are into it. We're just over here like staring at the wall going.
There'll be zero promotion from me on this one.
I wonder why.
It's negative so promotion just like going, don't listen episodes. To us.
Y'all still doing that podcast thing?
No, not this week. We're not.
No, not at all.
We took the week off.
All right. So I guess we're out of here.
All right.
Anything you want to promote? Eric Garcia, promote whatever. This is the time to sell your soul.
Sell my soul. Oh, well, I've done that several times. Eric Garcia,
you
want to find me at Eric.
You want to talk about events going on in your life right now?
Going on in my life? Oh, God. I could write a book.
All right, go for it.
You can find me on Eric Garcia Photography on Facebook. Pretty much anything. Silver 350 on Twitter, Instagram. Just basically any
Google
social
it.
Any social media, just you can just Google Silver 350 and you'll find me.
Matthew,
yes,
promotions,
none.
I don't have any promotions, but please,
it's like the big delete button.
Yeah,
start hitting
delete.
Hit up with the emails again. That was awesome.
Delete.
Keep it up.
Yes,
talk
email
shit
us.
To us, and I'll put it on the air.
We'll read all of them.
No, we won't.
My personal promotion,
yes,
plasticobject.com,
yes.
And you can do stuff there. There's fun interactive games for the kids. And the show, Jerry Jonestown Massacre, at gmail.com for email. And jerryjonestownmassacre.com to see all the stuff we've talked about this show and to pick up the show and to whatever. So
good, great, cool.
Yeah,
thanks.
Hey, we had a big pickup in listeners this week.
Why? Why does it keep happening? Why does it keep happening? More and more people are listening. It's bullshit.
This will be the show that we actually get bed music.